Good afternoon, listeners. My name is Phil C. This is Corner Country, brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au and now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM and 87.6 Backwater Country, 24/7 Country Channel on the mid-coast of New South Wales. I've got a great show planned for you this afternoon, listeners. Firstly, I'm going to be doing a little dedication to the great Reg John Lindsay, born on this day 1929, passed away 5th of August 2008. Now, he's an Australian country singer, musician, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, producer, radio and television personality, and we're going to be playing a couple of tracks to honour him a little bit later on in the program. Also, we've got Wendy and David from the Cartwheels, special guests I did with those two, an interview with them at the Crow's Nest Country Music Festival, and we're going to be playing a couple of their tracks as well. So stick around, enjoy the music, and I'm going to be kicking the show off right now with a song by Reg Lindsay. Now, as I said, he was born on this day, 1929, OAM, and a fabulous singer. Also, had the pleasure of meeting Diane Lindsay and Peter Simpson at Yellowbelly Country Music Festival in St. George, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about the gig they've got coming up on the 20th of this month as well. So to kick off the show, Reg Lindsay, I'm going to play a track by him, and the number is called Beautiful Memories.
Beautiful memories and beautiful dreams stored in the treasures of an old woman's schemes, left all alone with the passing of years, with nothing but memories to soften her tears. But now she is aged and wrinkled and old, it's time all the wayward were called to the fold. They're selfishly grasping for gold in their greed. They never come near in her hour of need. Beautiful memories and beautiful dreams stored in the treasures of an old woman's schemes, left all alone with the passing of years, with nothing but memories to soften her tears. She raised them from babies as good mothers do, taught right from wrong and the false from the true. She guided their footsteps on life's weary way. They've forgotten a mother who needs them today. Beautiful memories and beautiful dreams stored in the treasure of an old woman's schemes, left all alone with the passing of years, with nothing but memories to soften her tears, with nothing but memories to soften her tears.
Fabulous country singer and legend in the country music industry here in Australia, Reg Lindsay, celebrating his birthday today, born on 1929. So I'd like to play you a song now by his daughter, Diane Lindsay, and her partner, Peter Simpson. Now, I had the pleasure of meeting these two at the Yellowbelly Country Music Festival in St. George, Queensland. And they were also got an event of their own happening on the 20th of July, Saturday the 20th of this month. Now, I'm going to tell you all about that straight after this song I've selected for you by these two. And the song is called Teardrops on the River. Diane Lindsay and Peter Simpson.
Teardrops falling on the river from a heart that's strong and true. You have gone to love another, leaving me so sad.
What a beautiful song that one is, folks. That's Teardrops on the River, Diane Lindsay and Peter Simpson. Now, the gig that these ones will be appearing at, it's called Hats Off to the Bush. Now, it's a celebration of bush ballads and verse. Saturday, the 20th of July, Tamworth Town Hall. Okay, now, the actual event, Hats Off to the Bush, is a three-day event from Friday the 19th through until Sunday the 21st. There's going to be more than 60 artists over 20 venues. But if you do specifically want to see Diane Lindsay and Peter Simpson, as well as Jeff Brown and Dean Perrett, Glenn Jones, the show is hosted by Diane Lindsay and Peter Simpson, okay? So as I said, it's a celebration of bush ballads and verse, Saturday, 20th of July, Tamworth Town Hall, and the backing band is led by Rod Coe, which is from Slim Dusty's Travelling Country Band. If you are interested in this particular event, you can get tickets at entertainmentvenues.com. And that's where you also find out anything else you might want to know about that particular event. Now, I'm going to play a song by a couple of the artists that will be appearing at this event. I just mentioned Jeff Brown and Dean Perrett. Dean Perrett has got a brand new single out, folks. It's a number called A Big Thing in a Small Town.
Shattered dreams and broken hearts, the local paper read. The meatworks closed its doors for good that day. All the warmth had faded, magic disappeared. 300 families packed and moved away. Now Johnson's corner store can't feed them anymore, and the Bowsers at Red Servo have gone dry. Those who moved on early can make a brand new start, while those who stay will barely just get by. It's a big thing in a small town. Change like that don't come around every day. The spirit of its heart can't be torn apart. The folks who call it home are here to stay. Mm-hmm. big old mining company have sent their people in to sink the test holes down and find our worth. They say there'll be a calling for 1,000 local jobs. Could this be a blessing or a curse? Now Billy Mack the ringer just scored a grand old job that earns him 3 times more than saddle pay. He'll buy a brand new cruiser, pay the mortgage on his place. Now he doesn't have to move away. It's a big thing in a small town. Change like that don't come around every day. The spirit of his heart can't be torn apart. The folks who call it home are here to stay. This summit's just a place on the highway, while others only dream this place will always be their home. It's a big thing in a small town. Change like that don't come around every day. The spirit of its heart can't be torn apart. The folks who call it home are here to stay. The spirit of its heart can't be torn apart. The folks who call it home are here to stay.
Oh, there we go, folks. That's Dean Perrott, one of the artists that will be appearing at the Hats Off to the Bush concert on the 20th of July at Tamworth Town Hall. I'm going to play you another one now by a good mate of mine. I had the pleasure of catching up with him at the Yellowbelly Country Music Festival in St. George, Jeff Brown. And the track we're going to play is from his Hard to Let Go album. And the song is called Little Bulldog.
Wider up, you little bulldog pup. It seems to me you know the way I feel. 350 horses strong, this trip won't take so long with you little bulldog nipping at their heel. With this road train at your back, none could deny the fact you were built for outback tracks throughout Australia. Though some say you're getting old, on the bonnet you look bold. Crossing 80 tons, there's no way you're a failure. When we're steaming down the road, you know it makes a man feel proud. With your rubber paws a-humming and your big stack barking loud. When I change you up or down a gear, you leave a big black cloud. I know you're happy when I'm shoveling in the coal. Every load to use the same, be it cotton, hay or grain, an oversize or maybe general freight. Spending weeks out on the track, through the cities and out back, hauling local loads and often interstate. With your ears pricked back and chest puffed out, you're honest and you're strong. Not as big as new rigs on the road, but you'll pull hard all day long. There's no ponies harnessed in your team, so you won't put a foot wrong. Oh Mac, I'm happy when we're out there on the road. Mm-hmm. You little bulldog pup, you're hauling loads with muscles made of steel. 350 horses strong, this trip won't take so long, with you little bulldog nipping at their heel. Wind her up, you little bulldog pup. Seems to me you know the way I feel. 350 horses strong, well, this trip won't take so long, with you little bulldog nipping at their heel. With you little bulldog nipping at their heel.
There we go, folks. That is Jeff Brown's Little Bulldog. And what a sensational bush balladeer he is indeed. You might have recalled, if you've just joined us, you wouldn't have heard, but we've got the Cartwheels on the show. And that was an interview I did with David and Wendy from the Cartwheels at the Crow's Nest Country Music Festival. And they are going to be on with us straight after this. This is one of my favourites by them. It's from the album, self-titled, The Cartwheels, and the song is called Kookaburra Calling.
Tonight, the fire and the light of the moon, the fire and the light of the moon. Mist and the water as flat as my feet. I'm not going anywhere soon. Bells are not ringing on the end of my ride. I can see by the light of the moon. I can see by the light of the moon. Ooh, kookaburra calling, singing by the light of the moon. I can see by the light of the moon. Go on a tail taller than me, eyes shining bright from the moon. Halfway up an orange gum tree, it's not going anywhere soon, and it shines by the light of the moon. Singing by the light of the moon. Mist in the water is flat as my feet. I can see by the light of the moon. I can see by the light of the moon. Ooh, kookaburra calling, singing by the light of the moon. I can see by the light of the moon. Kookaburra calling, singing by the light of the moon. Mist in the water as flat as my feet. I can see by the light of the moon. I can see by the light of the
Welcome back to the show, listeners. Phil C here. This is allaussieradio.com.au. The show is called Corner Country, and I am coming to you from Crows Nest Country Music Festival. Don't forget, folks, we are now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM, 87.6 Backwater Country, and I am with the Cartwheels. David and Wendy, how are you going, you guys?
It's good, Phil. Thanks,
hey,
mate.
Hey, Phil. We're going well.
Thanks for taking the time to chat to us. You've just finished your set. And first time I've seen you guys. How long have you been playing together, performing together? Because I know you said your golden guitar back in 2004.
2000, yep.
So you've obviously
too
been
long.
Together
I,
for
I
a
don't
while.
Want to show our age.
About 30 years.
About 30 years.
Yeah, but we were kids when we first started.
Yep. And you've got a six-piece though too, don't you?
Yeah.
Six-piece band.
Depending on where we're playing, and we'll play as a duo up to a six-piece band, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And you did a lot of the festivals?
Yeah, yeah.
The first time out here?
First time out here, yeah.
Yes.
We came up last year, not to this one, we went out to Proston.
Yes.
Loved it out there and then...
Back to basics.
Yeah,
back to basics. And saw the sign for this one at Crow's Nest on the way through going home. I said, oh, Jesus, Patsy, that looks like a good festival.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and here we are. And it is. It is a bloody good festival.
It's a very good festival.
It is.
And it's been growing. I think this is about its fifth or sixth year. And it's been growing and growing and growing. And the volume of people, they've required the bigger marquee. So they got the big marquee, and I don't know how it's going to go next year because it's just the level of talent, including yourselves, I mean, absolutely brilliant this year. Fantastic.
It's been great, yeah.
Oh, it's a great festival, yeah.
And you just meet great people and artists you haven't seen before. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just a good family festival.
It is.
Know? Yeah.
Now tell us about your style of music because you've got a lot of different styles, don't you? A lot of different things going on in your act.
We mix it up, so we sort of say to people, it's the cross between like country, western, swing, and jazz.
Yes,
you know,
and a bit of bluegrass,
a bit of folk, and bluegrass, and
a bit of banjo,
and whatever other grass might be in between. Banjo and fiddle and
gosh. So, do you play the fiddle, or is that?
I do
one
play
of the...
a bit of fiddle. Yeah,
you do.
I'll probably bring the fiddle out tomorrow and do a tune or two. But
that'd be great.
Yeah,
so how many instruments do you play, Wendy? Because you play the guitar, you play the banjo.
Yeah, well, I play a few instruments, I've guitar and a bit of banjo, a bit of fiddle. Over the years, I've played drums. We had a 70s band going there for 10 years. That started out as a fundraiser for the local kids' school. But it's fun playing all the instruments, you know,
mm-hmm.
and always learning different things, and it's good for your fingers.
Absolutely.
And good for your mind. It just keeps your mind going. You know, you don't worry about the woes of the world, you know.
Absolutely.
It's great.
So what about you, Dave? Now, you're a pretty tall fella. Is that the reason why you selected a double bass and not just a standard bass guitar? Or
The reason I play double bass is originally, I play electric bass.
Okay.
And it's quite common where when bands start, they argue about who's going to play bass because everyone wants to be like a rock and roll guitar hero.
Yep.
And I said, yeah, I'll play bass. And I loved it. And then I progressed to double bass because it's, you know, pretty much the same except
bigger. Big tool.
And I'd always loved the sound of it.
Yeah.
So I just delved right into that. And I play double bass like 90% of the time compared to my electric bass. And recently, a year ago, taken up tuba.
Tuba?
Yeah, because a tuba's like
a bass of
the brass world, I guess.
Yes.
Because we do like country and sort of, as Wendy said before, you know, western swing, a little bit of sort of jazz.
Okay.
Because western swing is basically country and jazz.
Yes.
I just did it for a bit of fun. And like, I've never used the tuba in the cartwheels. But who knows?
If you listen to a lot of the stuff like that we do, there's tuba in it.
There's tuba in it.
Yeah. And I mean, country bass. Yeah. Comes from that sort of, you know, the which is, you know, tuba.
Yep.
It's that German, you know, from way back. And it's country music, just a whole heap of different influences. And that's one of them, you know.
Okay. Like,
if you really listen, it's there.
Uh-huh.
So I play double bass and tuba really, really badly.
Now, do you sing? I know you do some backing. Wendy's the main singer. Do you actually do solo singing?
Like, well, if you come back to our camp and we'll have a few beers, and, yeah, you might hear me sing.
How does he sing, Wendy?
He's got a great voice.
Sort of
he really has. Yes. Yeah, he's got a really sweet and does great harmonies and it doesn't use them enough.
He's just a lazy bass player. Yeah, didn't.
Well, the thing is, when you've got a lead singer like Wendy...
Yes.
You're not going to get up there and try to sing.
Yeah, you just stick with it. Because you've got a great voice.
Oh, cheers.
No, really. You've got a lovely voice. And for so many different
styles. Are you talking about me or
no, no, I'm talking about Wendy. No, no, Dave. You're a great bass player, mate. you're not a singer.
I mix my voice up on many genres, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can be a sweet little thing and then a great, big, raunchy, yeah. Just depends what the song is. I'll make a cover mine. That's been said by punters. They go, you make whatever song yours. And that's a nice thing to me.
It is.
I like that.
It is. Yeah, it's great when you can sing somebody else's song and just own it. And they go, wow, you sing
it better
than the original.
I'll probably never sing the same song, the same twice.
Right.
You know what I mean? I just sort of, just mix up the flavours for different things and then, same with the instruments. It's like I'll probably never do the same solo. The same solo.
Like, yeah, so you don't get confused playing together? Like you just do your thing and then you just jump in, Dave. I suppose you've been playing together for so long.
Yeah, well.
That it's easy to know.
Yeah, you just sort of bounce off each
other. Yeah, nothing's really planned. I mean, the song list is planned. What I like to say is we bring our land room to you.
Yes.
Really?
Yes,
that's the best way to explain it.
Yeah.
Well, the audience,
you're just
absolutely.
Having fun and just, whatever's happening right there and then is going to happen.
Except sometimes in a lounge room we might be just wearing our underpants.
Oh, yeah,
that won't happen at gigs, so I can guarantee.
Sure that.
No, I don't think we need to see you in your underwear, David.
Invited back.
We don't entirely bring our lounge room to you. It's like elements of our lounge room.
But
the
audience absolutely loved you. They were calling out for more. They wanted you to do another track.
Yeah.
I mean, and first time you've been here before.
That's it.
Yeah. But I have heard a few whispers before you guys arrived, because people are saying, because I've interviewed all the artists here and they said, what about the Cartwheels? I said, I've not met them yet. They said, hey, you've got to meet these two. Oh, my God. They're
crazy Victorians.
They just put on such a show. And you do. Do you normally play for like longer sets? Because this is only like 45 minutes here. Festivals do you do with these shorter sets?
We've done our sets and like, well, with these ones, because it's split over the day. So it's a half an hour this morning, hour set.
Yeah.
And I'll try to not do the same song twice.
Yes.
Like over the weekend. I've got like, I call it bringing my Bible. So it's like, then I'll say, well, just think of what people might like to do and please myself as well. And then sort of, work the audience a bit of like what they might want and go, okay, just chuck in whatever there. And I write a lot and, put those in as well, which is always great to get a good response from songs that you write yourself. That's great.
Well, you wrote a song on the way here, didn't you? Now, tell us a little bit about that and why did you write it?
The Menopause Blues.
Yes.
Well, when we're out at Proston at the Back to Basics last year and we're sitting around the campfire and, you know, there was a few of us girls there and we were whinging and moaning like we do going through menopause. It's quite a fun thing to whinge and moan to other women going through it. And the girls said, you got to write a song. So I literally 2 days ago put pen to paper and there it was. Short and sweet, and that was it, the Menopause Blues.
Well, I suppose I'm not
releasing it as a single.
You're not going to release it?
No.
I think it's a fun song. I loved it.
Oh, totally.
I recorded it on the I don't know how the quality of the audio.
Someone else probably recorded it and it'll become a hit.
It'll become a hit, yeah. Mm. Going to be on your next album. Now let's talk about your latest album. You've brought that out. Tell us a little bit about that, Dave.
Yeah, our latest full album was released in 2019.
Yes.
The one we did in Nashville.
Right.
Which is myself, Wendy, our son, Charlie, who is a drummer. And we just picked our favourite musicians in Nashville. And they were all available, which was fantastic. But our latest release is a song called Who Cares?
Right.
Wendy wrote. And we've just prior to that recorded another one called All Over the World.
Yeah.
And so at the moment we're just releasing singles every like 6 months.
Right.
With the view to releasing another album.
You can purchase them on Bandcamp. Like, is it Bandcamp?
Probably Bandcamp's a good place for you because you'll make a few dollars on Bandcamp.
Yeah,
you've got to get a million hits on Spotify. You make
$2.
In actual fact, the single All Over the World is a free upload.
Yeah.
A free upload.
Yeah.
Okay.
The song is about it's just about kids living in a world that's of peace.
I wrote it on the beach. We're at Majimba, just sitting on the sand there, and there was a family playing in the sand. I just thought that's just fantastic. That's the way it should be all over the world, because there's so much going on, so disaster, and I just thought, we're wrapped in cotton wool here. That's the way it should be. Kids should be just playing in the sand and playing cricket and kicking a ball.
Having fun.
And the song came out of that. Yeah, just having fun.
Yeah. So I just felt weird about putting it on Bandcamp and selling.
Just wanted people to listen to it and go, well, that's where it should be all over the world.
That's great.
It was a beautiful song that Wendy wrote. Just currently, at the moment, we're just recording singles, and when we've got enough, we'll release an album.
Release the album.
We're just releasing singles like part of the album. Yeah.
All right.
And we're up to two.
Two singles.
No, three, aren't we?
Three.
Yeah.
Are we?
Three, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So, and these are available on Spotify, obviously, or Bandcamp.
They're all on Bandcamp.
They're on Bandcamp.
They're all on Bandcamp.
Just go Google.
Yeah. Milk and Yard Creek. So that's three. That's right. Yeah, Milk and Yard Creek was. Yeah,
I failed maths. So, yeah.
During COVID, and I had to work back and forth and back and forth driving over this creek called Milk and Yard Creek down home in Victoria, and I thought, good song title there, Milk and Yard Creek, and it just came out of that. Yeah, sun's going down over Milk and Yard Creek.
So you're the main songwriter, Wendy, or do you write some songs too, David?
Dave does write songs, but I'm the main songwriter for this, but he's written some fabulous songs over the years.
Wendy's definitely the main songwriter.
He'll have a lot of input with, like, arrangements and things like that.
Okay.
Not that I always agree with them. But, he's great with that side of things and,
I think my role is...
and whatnot.
To say, what was that you were just playing? That is really good.
Okay.
Yeah,
give them the heads up whether it's good or throw it in the bin. So,
okay. I don't necessarily say throw it in the bin.
Well,
I mean, every song has merit, but sometimes you just... Some songs are just, I don't know, just sent from somewhere and that...
Who Cares was one. He goes, please tell me that was yours. And I wrote it pretty much on the spot, wasn't it? Well, just having a beer and I was having a wine and on the end... And I just started out with Who Cares. Did you write that?
So tell us a little bit about it. We might put it on at the end of this chat.
It's about growing older.
Okay.
It's like, who cares how old you are? It doesn't matter what you know, if you know anything or if you know a lot. It's like, just at the end of the day, as long as you've got love and you're still with that person or whatnot, and or that person has faded off, you've still got that memory of love. And, so it's about who cares. We're all going to grow old.
Yes, we are.
You start, the day you're born, you're getting older. So it's just like...
Very true.
Yeah, so if people listen to the lyrics, you'll go, I get it.
Okay.
Yeah, just sums it up. It's quick, short little song, but it sort of says it all in those few... I don't write a lot of lyrics. I'm not one for writing a lot of lyrics. I can get a bit bored with it. I'll get bored with it. If I'm going to get bored with a lot of lyrics, so will the punter.
Okay.
You know, so it's like...
Yep.
I have to know, short and sweet with each line. One line has to be five lines to me. You've got to put a lot in each. That's the way I write. So, and hopefully this song, people will go, I get it.
Well, I think we might put this on.
Yeah.
We'll put it on.
All right, cool.
Thanks for taking the time, Wendy and David from
Thanks,
the Cartwheels.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking the time. You've just literally jumped off the stage 5 minutes ago.
Yep, I'm still wiping my forehead with sweat out here in -2 degrees, I think.
And it's pitch dark and we're all starting to tremble. So we're going to wind this up now. We're at the Crow's Nest Country Music Festival, people, if you've just joined us. Phil C's my name. This is Corner Country on allaussieradio.com.au. David and Wendy from the Cartwheels.
Thanks,
and we're going to play what, Wendy?
Who Cares?
Who Cares? Coming right at you, listeners. Thanks, David.
Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, mate.
I don't rise like the sun anymore. I don't care that I'm just getting older. Who cares? That's the way it's gonna be. Two steps forward, three steps back. We don't do getting older. Who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares how old you are? And it doesn't matter what you know. The only weight that brings you down is in your heart. It's the love. It's the love. just bring it down to the aging in me. Who cares? Just getting older. My hands don't work like they used to do. As long as I have strength to keep holding you. Who cares? Just getting older.
I care. What a fabulous song. Thank you so much. From David and Wendy from the Cartwheels. We're going to do a double shot of them and play another one, okay? Because they did mention this song, I think around about halfway through the interview. And it's a song that's a free download, okay? So what a great way to introduce yourself to the music of the Cartwheels. The track is called All Over the World.
Sitting on the sand, looking at waves on the sea. Children, happy faces, happy families. That's the way it should be all over the world. Tree. Colors all around us, everything we need. That's the way it should be. sitting on the sand, looking at waves on the sea.
Wow, what a song. I think I've just found myself a new favourite by The Cartwheels. I said the Kookaburra Calling right at the start of the show, but having listened to the vocals of that and the fantastic lyrics from that, from Wendy, what a sensational track all over the world. I'm going to now play some more by Reg Lindsay, okay, because we are celebrating his birthday. He did pass away, though, back in 2008. 5th of August 2008, he left this world to fly with the angels, but he was born on this day, 7th of July 1929. I'm going to play you a song in a moment, but before I do, just a little bit more information about this fabulous entertainer. He won 3 Golden Guitar Awards and wrote more than, now listen to this folks, 500 songs. More than 500 songs in his 50-year music career. He also recorded 65 albums and 250 singles. Now, Reg made his first trip to Nashville in June of 1968 and recorded his first Nashville EP on that historic trip. I'm going to play you a song by him now, and I am going to finish the program with my favourite by him, which I'm going to make you wait for, okay? The song we've selected by Reg is a number called Empty Arms Hotel.
I walk the streets before the dawn, looking for a reason to go on. The day you left, left too. That house was full of memories of you. I'm at the Empty Arms Hotel, where the lonely people dwell, cry themselves to sleep every night. I'm at the Empty Arms Hotel, in a lover's prison cell, above the broken heart neon light. Sleep every night. I'm at the Empty Arms Hotel, in a lover's prison cell, above the broken heart neon light. Another day without you is just heartache. Another night, another night. Like a wine with bitter taste. Man, you don't know how I hate this place. If life's a road, well, I'm at the end. A state that only you have put me in. I'm at the Empty Arms Hotel, where the lonely people dwell, cry themselves to sleep every night.
Empty Arms Hotel, the late, great Reg Lindsay. celebrating his birth today, 7th of July. He was born 1929. We're going to play one more by him, and then I'm going to do one by his daughter, Diane Lindsay. The song we're going to play for you is a number called Country All the Way.
Rocking in a chair, smelling country air, just passed in time. A warm summer breeze blows through the trees on this place of mine. I can hear the song of a carawan saying life's okay. And it makes me glad I'm country all the way. High on a mountain where I feel free. Out on the plains where I love to be. Down in the valley where the waters play, I feel at home 'cause I'm country all the way. The radio man says thunderstorms could come our way. My old blue heeler growls when her pups try to make her play. It's then I know I'm country all the way. High on a mountain where I feel free. Out on the plains where I love to be. Down in the valley where the waters play. I feel at home 'cause I'm country all the way.
People, that is Reg Lindsay's Country All the Way. I'm going to play a song by his daughter now in just a moment, Diane Lindsay. But before we do that, I just want to let you know that they are running a festival. It's called the Hats Off to the Bush, a celebration of bush ballads and verse. Now, that's going to be at Saturday, the 20th of July, Tamworth Town Hall. And other artists will be there like Jeff Brown, Dean Perrott and Glenn Jones on their particular one. The festival runs for 3 days from Friday the 19th through until Sunday the 21st with over 60 artists in 20 venues. Now, if you're interested in getting tickets for that one, go to entertainmentvenues.com.au. The song I've selected by this very talented lady who I had the pleasure of meeting at the Yellowbelly Country Music Festival at St. George is one of my favourites by Slim. It's a number called Leave Him in the Long Yard.
Yes, he's looking kind of jaded, and his sight is not the best, and the hair around his muzzle's turning gray. He has seen 100 musters, and I think it's only fair that we leave him in the long yard here today. He was broken in the 60s, maybe 63 or 4. He never faltered, always seemed to be on hand. Never have I seen him beaten by a bullock in the bush, and at night watch he was pick of all the land. So leave him out there in the long yard, do not rush him. Leave him out there with his mate, the baldy bay. Leave him there till after smoke go, and we'll catch him. We'll pull his tail and turn him out today. Yes, he's looking kind of jaded, and his sight is not the best, and the hair around his muzzle's turning gray. He has seen 100 musters, and I think it's only fair that we leave him in the long yard here today. He's entitled to some kindness in return for all he's been. Now he's failing and his step is getting slow. Let him squander his last summer by the river with his mate, in the paddock where the sweetest grasses grow. So leave him out there in the long yard, do not rush him. Leave him out there with his mate, the baldy bay, with his mate that he can laze and he can graze with. Leave him there and we will turn him out today. So leave him out there in the long yard, do not rush him. Leave him out there with his mate, the baldy bay. Leave him there till after smoke go, and we'll catch him. We'll pull his tail and turn him out today.
Fabulous song, fabulous rendition, Diane Lindsay. I got time for one more song, folks, before I put the horse in the stable. Hang up the headphones. Now, we're going to end with Reg Lindsay, okay? Now, interestingly enough, Reg was taught to play harmonica by his dad at the tender age of 2. Yes, so he started his career very, very early in life, okay? He quickly mastered that instrument. His father taught him to play the wheel on the wagon. He's broke on harmonica by the age of 4. Now, this is a very highly recognised track by Reg, and I think a very fitting way to end the program. The song is called Armstrong.
Black boy in Chicago, playing in the street, not enough to wear, not near enough to eat. But don't you know he saw it on a July afternoon? Saw a man named Armstrong walk upon the moon. Young girl in Calcutta,
barely 8 years old, flies round the marketplace. See, she don't get old. Don't you know she heard it on a July afternoon? Heard a man named Armstrong walk upon the moon. Heard a man named Armstrong walk upon the moon. River's getting dirty, wind is getting bad. War and hate is killing off the only earth we had. But the world all stopped to watch on a July afternoon. Watch the man named Armstrong walk upon the moon. Watch the man named Armstrong walk upon the moon. And I wonder if a long time ago, somewhere in the universe, they watched a man named Adam walk upon the earth.
Well, there we go, folks. What a way to end the show. The song wasn't actually written by Reg. It was written by the American folk musician John Stewart as a tribute to Neil Armstrong's lunar landing in 1969. It was a crossover hit for Lindsay. It went to number 6 back in March of 1971. Now, I just want to remind you all about this fabulous country music festival. It's at Tamworth from Friday the 19th through until Sunday the 21st of July. At the Tamworth Town Hall on the 20th of July, you will be seeing those artists that we've played on this program. Jeff Brown, Dean Perrott, Glenn Jones. The show is hosted by Diane Lindsay and Peter Simpson. It's going to be sensational. If you're interested in checking out any of this festival, or in particular that one on Saturday night at the Town Hall, do check out the entertainmentvenues.com.au where you will be able to purchase tickets. Time for me to put the horse in the stable, kick back on the porch with a beer and a jack. The headphones are off, so until next week, folks, yee-haw! I'm going to see you all somewhere around Corner Country.